Motley Crue. Today it's The Cure. It can mean only one thing. Troy Ranks getting ready to join us, our Denver 7 Broncos insider. Presented by ROX, Rocks, Heating, and Air. Good morning, Troy. Hello, Troy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, Troy. This is a little shout-out, The Cure, for you, buddy.
I love it. I love The Cure.
92. Robert Smith is here. That doesn't get any better than that. How you doing, buddy? And schedule release, what do you know?
Well, so far, the Broncos will open at the New York Giants on September 12th. And October 31st, they host Washington. I would love to see you on that game. That's a Fox game, Mark. But that's all we know so far. The opener at the Giants is a fair matchup for the Broncos. It'll probably be an even game, or they might even be favored. But if they're going to get to the playoffs, at some point under Coach Fangio, they have to win a September game. They're 0-7 in September under Coach Fangio. So that's a fair place to start. They don't typically play great back east, but the Giants are a team that, you know, on paper last year was similar to the Broncos. So they opened there. They are not playing in London. Those games have been announced. The Broncos were scheduled last year to play the Falcons in London. That obviously did not happen. This year, the Broncos are not on the London docket, and they're not playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. There was some thought they might, but the Raiders are playing the Cowboys. So far, I know Giants in the opener, and they play Washington, host Washington on Halloween on October 31st.
Back to those slow starts. Even Vance Joseph, I think, was 5-2 in September in his 2 years. Is there anything that you can point to as an explanation as to why 0-7 in September under Vic Fangio?
Yeah, I mean, Vic Fangio had grappled with the idea of how much contact to do in practice and leading up to games. They got spooked by injuries last year, so the tackling was awful across the board last year in the NFL, so I'm not going to say it was a Broncos issue, but, you know, that seemed to be a part of the problem, trying to figure out the balance of how to get prepared while avoiding injuries. Some of it was schedule, you know, but it was just losing home games in September is really the issue. You're going to lose on the road in September at Pittsburgh like they did. I mean, you're going to lose those types of games at Oakland in a crazy environment. Those are games I understand, but when you lose at home to Jacksonville, to the Bears, and to the Titans, those are games you can't lose if you fashion yourself as a playoff team. So why? I mean, they need to find a balance of being a little, you know, more physical early in the season, especially if they're going to win with defense, while trying to protect themselves from injury, which obviously undermined them a year ago.
Here's one of the things that I would ask. I guess I would ask if, you know, I was talking to Vic or I was talking to Pat Shurmur over there. If you're going to win on defense, then you need to establish yourself as a strong candidate to have a identity in the running game. It can't be, hey, I hired Pat Shurmur to throw it deep. Like, if you're going to play that style of football, we win on defense, we physically dominate you, you have to have a complementary style on the offensive side of the ball. Are they prepared to do that, or are we still living this pipe dream like we're going to chuck it deep and become this big-time, over-the-top, explosive, you know, baloney team? Because that's baloney.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing they did at times last year was run the football well. It became their identity during some wins, you know, against the Dolphins specifically. I mean, they're at the Patriots where they won an ugly game without a touchdown. Philip Lindsay ran the heck out of the ball. Pat Shurmur has shown he'll use a bell cow back, and they will run the football. It's just when they passed and passed deep, they ran into turnover issues. They led the league in turnovers, and their starting quarterback, Drew Lock, was tied for the league in interceptions. So you can't win with defense if you're giving the ball away. It doesn't matter how good your defense is. You're not going to win that way. Their defense can keep you in a game. But, Mark, they want to be physical. They've upgraded the offensive line. They feel like, you know, the right tackle issue, they may end up signing a right tackle today. With Dennis Kelly here, Bobby Massey, a couple other guys, they'll likely try to sign a veteran right tackle today. But yeah, with Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon, they feel like they can be physical. And Javonte Williams is that exact type of back. I mean, he's a physical back. We'll see how it translates to the NFL, but he does not avoid contact. He runs with evil intentions. I just don't like the idea of trying to win with defense in the modern NFL. I talked to T.J. Ward about this at length yesterday on my podcast, and he just laughed. He's like, it's not 2015. It's 7-on-7. It's NBA basketball. You can't win by playing defense. The rules are against you. So that's why I just don't like that strategy, because if you can't play, score 25 points a game, you're not a playoff team in the NFL.
Tell us about this young tackle that they brought in, Ryan Pope.
His practice squad guy. He is not precluding them from adding another veteran like a Dennis Kelly or a Bobby Massey, or if Leno became available. He's not preventing that. He's just the guy to protect them with depth. Right now, their one swing tackle is Calvin Anderson. They need to add. They're going to add probably two. So Pope and another guy like that, a camp body, if you will, that will, you know, hopefully have a chance to make the roster. And then they're still going to add, again, a veteran. That's the idea, unless something just completely unravels. The idea would have be a veteran and Calvin Anderson competing for the job. Maybe the veteran's the clear starter, and then they're bringing in some camp bodies at tackle to protect themselves.
All right, Troy. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. By the way, do you watch any of the Rockies game yesterday? They got beat by a team that staffed it and was batting, I think, the eighth spot in the lineup was a different pitcher every inning. Got out hit 10-3. How much trouble are we in right now?
Yeah, I mean, again, if they can't beat teams at home, they're in huge trouble. Right now, they're on pace to win 56 games and overall in 10 road games. So, yeah, they're in trouble. I mean, if they can't beat bad pitching at home, there's no way they avoid 100 losses, because that's the key. It always has been for Colorado, is you can still beat 3, 4, 5 starters at home to avoid 100 losses. And right now, they stop hitting. Whew, it's going to get ugly. They have a chance today because I think 5 of the 12 position players for the Padres are out for COVID reasons. So, I mean, I hate that, but you would think they'd have a chance to win today.
All right. We shall see. Thank you, Troy.
Yep. Yeah.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. We got question mark coming up in just a couple of minutes.